I'm sorry. It was our understanding that December 2nd was the date when there might be some sort of conflict.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I was asking.
Okay. The date that we got the most confirmation for was December 9th.
Right.
And so I understand there is no conflict on December 9th.
I move that was December 9th.
Second.
Has been properly moved and seconded
for
December 9th.
December 9th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We've got three items, PH1, PH2, and PH3. We've got one speaker for all three, but I am going to ask the speaker to speak only once, if that's possible. And so it really isn't a public hearing, but I think because you're other public, you should, it is a public hearing. I think you need to have a right to speak, but it's going to be on the same topic. So rather than coming up here three times, so we'll give you one time. We'll give you 4 minutes instead of 3 times.
Skeet Jernigan again, President of the Community and Economic Development Council. But first off, let me say I fully support all three of these land use amendments. The purpose of my question is to ask a question, if you will. These are relatively small amendments. I think the largest, they're 2.5 acres, less than an acre, and 6 acres. My question is this. If Amendment 4 were to be in place at the present time, would these three very small amendments have to be voted on by the general public? Specifically, would they have to be voted on by the citizens of Fort Lauderdale? And would they then likely have to be voted on by all the residents of Broward County, including folks from Parkland, Hallandale, and Weston?
Nobody knows the answer to those questions. Seriously, and I know you probably know that nobody knows the answer to those questions yet.
I've asked the question, but let me tell you what I believe the answer is. I believe the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have polled almost a dozen prominent land use attorneys in this county who are very familiar with the county's charter, the county's comprehensive plan, and the amendment itself, and it is a unanimous opinion of those attorneys that in fact these kinds of amendments would require a local vote, which would have to go first at the municipal level, and then because election might be 2 years away for that municipal vote, then we come to the Planning Council for your approval, which is what you're doing here today, and then go ultimately to the County Commission, at which point in time, because the County Commission under the charter is the final say on land use changes countywide, would require a vote of the citizens of the entire county, and that vote would then have to be probably 2 years away.
Sure.
So these three minor amendments would then subsequently have to be voted on over a 4-year period. If in fact we can find an answer to that, it would certainly be helpful to those people who are trying to understand what the impact of this amendment might be. Thank you.
I'm going to move PH 1, 2, and 3 together.
Second.
Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Well, yeah, I just don't think that when we have speakers here, and this is just a comment, that they should go off the agenda topic. We should stick to this agenda topic, and that's all we should be talking about.
And let me... Let me offer an opposing view. That has never been the case as far as the time I've been here. People talk about whatever they want, and it's free speech as long as they stay within their time.
We have some to a different standard.
Much less holding ourselves to that standard.
Right. And we're supposed to stick to it.
They're not supposed to stick to it.
Yeah. But thank you. Anybody else have any comments?
Just
any new business?
Just one thing on something that we just one thing that we passed, and that is one of the pieces of property here is Old Court Elementary School, And I mean, we have been in negotiation with the city of Fort Lauderdale to put that into a park and turn it over to the city of Fort Lauderdale. And I, the people in that neighborhood have been trying for this for over 10 years, so it is a real triumph. It's gonna become a park.
Good for you.
And our facilities department is gonna move out of all those portables that used to be classrooms. And so it will be a lovely park for that Shady Banks area.
Wonderful, congratulations.
Thank you. All right, everyone, have a good week.
Enjoy your Facebook.
Comments? No, not at all.
Not at all.
In fact, the things that you say are things that, your comment was right. I mean, at some point, people have to pay for what they get.
Yeah.
But.
Not now.
Not now, is what they say.
Yeah.
And that's a difficult thing to ignore in a city like mine.